Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. The so-called toxic stress that comes from living in poverty is stressing urban health care. We'll take a closer look a little bit later. But first, community stress has been heightened in recent months by tension between law enforcement and some of the people it's charged with serving. It's become especially acute between cops and minorities. Law enforcement agencies across the country are increasing anti-bias training to improve the relationship. One technique being used in St. Louis employs lessons learned in the Holocaust. It's called Law Enforcement and Society, Lessons of the Holocaust. It was developed by the Anti-Defamation League in collaboration with the St. Louis Holocaust Museum and Learning Center and has been in use here for a decade. Joining me to talk about it are Karen Oresti, the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League for Missouri and Southern Illinois. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey joins us by phone. He also chaired the President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing, and he helped inspire the ADL's anti-bias program, and he will keynote an event Friday commemorating the 10-year partnership between the ADL and St. Louis PD. Karen and Commissioner, so nice to have you with us. Thank you.
Good to be here.
It's good to be with you.
Commissioner, let me begin with you and have you kind of set the table for us, if you would. I'd like you to just tell us what you learned as chairman of the President's Task Force on the issue of anti-bias training.
Well, what I learned is that there is a need for police across the country to revise their training, both at the recruit and in-service level. Certainly, understanding that we all have a bias of some kind, implicit bias, understanding it and then being able to take steps to not allow it to influence your decisions as a police officer. And I think that's an invaluable lesson to be learned. So you see more and more departments, mine included, in Philadelphia. There are a lot of ways of getting at that. Certainly the program in St. Louis and in Washington with the Holocaust Museum is one way of doing it, but there's also courses on implicit and explicit bias.
Well, Karen, let's talk a little bit about the program. I think a lot of people might be, might be a little surprised to see that you're hooking up a police training program with the Holocaust Museum. What's the connection?
The lessons of Holocaust history are invaluable to the conversation around core values in policing, which was frankly raised by the commissioner when the program started with the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum back in the late 90s. What is it about policing core values that about constitutional rights and the protection of human rights has kind of lost its way? And what is it about Holocaust history that allows us to get that conversation back on track? So that's really the focus of the conversation in the program.
How do you utilize those lessons?
The program actually is in four parts. A museum historian at our museum in Creve Coeur initially introduces the group of officers to the tenor of policing during the period called the Weimar Republic, really after World War I and up until the time when Hitler was appointed chancellor. And then the participants receive a tour of the permanent collection from a docent. And that tour is geared towards law enforcement's role and how the Third Reich used policing to create the structures. And then after that, they spend some time in PowerPoint slides looking at really what are the roles that police do on a daily basis. The slides, however, using Nazi propaganda, go from the early 30s. And the conversation really is, what's the balance? So you're walking a beat and you're doing crowd control or search and seizure, or you're accompanying a bureaucrat on like a census taker or something like that. What do the pictures say about how officers did it then, and what are their responsibilities now? I will say that the last slide that confronts officers is from the early 1940s, Poland, and it is of a police battalion shooting naked women and children in a pit. So I can say that this is not a light, easy program. This is not meant to be an easy conversation. It is meant to provoke some serious thought. How did those officers go essentially from protect and serve to persecute and murder? And then the final conversation is sort of the ADL pitch, which is why is this relevant for modern policing? And what are the things they have to look at to remind themselves not to go to that very dark place?
Commissioner, this caught your eye more than a decade ago. What specifically about what Karen has just said and what you saw at the museum in Washington caught your eye?
Well, you know, in 1998, when I was a brand new police chief in Washington, D.C., I received an invitation from the ADL in Washington to visit the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. I had never been there. Quite frankly, didn't expect a whole lot, didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. It was just another meeting on my calendar. And I went there, and I was given a tour. In fact, the person who accompanied me through the museum is a woman by the name of Irene White, who is a Holocaust survivor. And her story was obviously very powerful, and I found the museum to be the most powerful experience I had ever had. And it was something that was very troubling to me, and I didn't quite know what it was. So I came back a couple of weeks later on my own, unannounced, and took my time and went through the museum. And that's when I saw, to my surprise, the role that police played during the Holocaust. And I wasn't aware of that. I always kind of associated that with simply the soldiers and the Nazi regime, certainly, but not police. And it really made me start thinking about the role of police in a democratic society, which Germany had been. And those officers probably took an oath very similar to the one